Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Comedian Cat Williams was not having a good weekend. He was arrested again, this time in California, on an outstanding warrant. He was busted at a gas station following a traffic stop. The warrant had been issued on Thursday out of Sacramento County for a reckless driving incident last month. In related news, Cat Williams slapped an audience member with a microphone, knocking him upside the head hard. The attack was caught on video while he performed at the Paramount Theater in Seattle. He addressed the audience saying, "It could happen to you. Record me and see what happens to you." Meanwhile, the victim, Carlos Lino, has filed a $250,000 lawsuit against Cat and the theater, claiming that he gave him a concussion and left him with contusions on his head. The LAPD is apologizing to the Notorious B.I.G.'s family after releasing his autopsy reports. Detectives have issued an apology to the family for not warning them prior to the release of the report. It was made public more than 15 years after Biggie's death. They claim the report was released prematurely due to an administrative error. A rep for Rick Ross confirmed the remaining dates of the rapper's tour with his Maybach Music Group has been canceled. The dates included Nashville, Memphis, Houston, Detroit, and New York. The 23-day tour had been canceled due to apparent lack of organization and communication on the part of the promoter, his rep said. The cancellation comes days after Ross canceled two shows in North Carolina due to threats from the gangster disciple Street Gang. Singer Toni Braxton is doing well after being hospitalized in L.A. She suffered minor health issues related to her lupus. A spokesperson confirmed the hospitalization but refused to give further details. Speaking of doing much better, Nelson Mandela is doing very well and continues to be treated at a hospital, official said. The 94-year-old got a good night's sleep, according to a statement. Doctors plan to perform more tests today and assured his supporters they're taking good care of him. Beyonce has signed a $50 million deal with Pepsi. The agreement includes traditional promotional appearances and a new commercial, but they've also agreed to invest in a number of the singer's creative projects. She's also performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, which is sponsored by Pepsi.